Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好, 弟兄姊妹。
Let us start with a word of prayer.
让我们先开始有点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
亲爱的阿爸天父, 我们实在感谢你。
Thank you that you gather us together in your presence.
感谢你又召集我们在你的同在中。
And we thank you that you're still speaking to your church today.
我们感谢你。 因为你要今天与你的教会来说话。
And we just want to ask that you give us a ear that can hear.
我们真的是向你祷告, 愿你给我们一个可听的耳, 可以让我们听见。
Open up our eyes so that we can really see.
打开我们的眼睛, 让我们睁开。
And give us a teachable heart that we can understand what you are speaking to us.
给我们一颗受教的心, 让我们真的能够认识到你要与我们说的。
We lift up this time into your hand.
我们实在是把这段时间恭敬交托仰望在你的手里。
May you bless this time.
愿你真的祝福一下这段时间。
Bless your church.
祝福你的教会。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. So today my sharing will be focused on the matter of repentance.
今天我的分享将着眼一个词，就是祷告，就是悔改。
Particularly towards our love to God.
具体来说，就是向着神的爱的悔改。
And I have a sense that this is what the Lord desires for us to consider at this time.
我心里有个感觉, 悔改就是这个时候, 神需要他的子民, 在他面前好好思想。
If we remember what Jesus said in Matthew 9:13,
如果我们还记得主耶稣在马太福音9章13节那里所说的。
And this is the New King James Version.
弟兄要读的是New King James的版本。
For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人进入悔改。
From the service, it may sound like that repentance is an end point.
表面上来看，这节经文的终点就是悔改。
But no.
但其实不。
It is actually a process.
悔改并不是个终点，它是个过程。
The more we know about our Lord,
我们越认识我们的主。
His holiness and righteousness.
我们越认识到他的圣洁与公义,
the clearer we will see we are a sinner saved by his grace.
我们就能越清楚地认识到我们不过是个罪人,蒙了主恩。
Repentance is not a one-time transaction.
悔改并不是一个一次性的交易。
The devil really wants us to think that way.
魔鬼当然是希望我们是这么想的。
And we know that this is the scheme of the devil.
我们知道这不过是魔鬼的诡计。
But no.
但是不。
Repentance is a state of being.
悔改是说到一个一直在发生的状态。
We are being led into repentance by the Holy Spirit.
我们是被圣灵一直牵引进入到悔改的这个状态。
Deeper and deeper.
越走越深。
Until our lives are completely conformed to the image of His Son.
一直到我们的生命完全磨成他儿子的形象为止。
So how do we repent?
那我们如何来悔改呢?
Repentance is about turning back.
悔改是说到回转。
Before we were saved,
在我们得救以前,
we walked in a way that is completely opposite to the Lord.
我们走的路是与神的路完全相反的。
That is the way that leads to destruction.
这条路是引向灭亡的。
And when we were saved,
当我们得救时,
we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们接受了主耶稣基督。
And we have made that big U-turn in our lives.
我们在自己的生命中做了一个巨大的翻转。
And now that we are saved,
现在我们得救了。
We are being called to walk with the Lord.
我们被呼召来与主同行,
to follow the footsteps of Jesus.
跟随耶稣的脚踪行,
and to walk in the way of the cross.
走十字架的路,
that leads us to his glorious kingdom.
十字架的路会领我们进入到他荣耀的国度。
And Jesus described this way as a difficult way.
耶稣形容这条路是难的。
Or in another translation, it is a narrow way.
在另一些翻译的版本中说这条路是一条窄路。
That implies that it requires a high level of precision.
如果是一条窄路,就说明它要求一个非常高标准的精确度。
And there is no room for error.
不容有误。
Not just that we have to walk.
不仅仅是走而已。
But our direction must be constantly be fine-tuned as we walk.
在我们走的过程当中,我们的方向也需要不断地被调整,被修正。
To make sure that we are still on the right path.
以确保我们始终走在这个正确的轨道上。
Towards the right final destination.
面向那个对的终点。
And that is not the work that we can do ourselves.
这并不是我们能做的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵要做的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit is very precise.
圣灵的工作是非常的精确的。
If we submit ourselves to the working of the Holy Spirit,
如果我们把我们自己完全的降服在圣灵的工作之下，
He will for sure help us to attain to that level of precision.
他一定会帮助我们达到那一个精准。
And that highlights the importance of constant repentance.
这也就强调了持续不断的悔改的重要性。
Our God is very merciful and patient to us.
我们的神向着我们是蛮有怜悯并且是忍耐。
He continues to give us gentle warnings.
他坚持不懈地给我们一些非常温和的警示。
And try to keep us on track towards his glorious kingdom.
并且试着将我们一直维持在这一个对的轨道当中，然后来面向他荣耀的国度。
But we need to take heed to his leading and his corrections.
但是我们对他的引导和他的规正要有所留意。
You know, there is a subjective side of repentance.
对于悔改来说也有主观经历的那一面。
And that is the feeling of sorrow.
主观的经历就是说到忧愁的感觉。
And if we look at 2 Corinthians 7:10,
如果我们看哥林多后书七章十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10.
哥林多后书七章十节。
And I'll read it for you.
我要读一遍。
For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，也就是悔改，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
So as we can see here,
我们在这里可以看见，
there are two types of sorrow.
有两种形态的忧愁。
One is the worldly sorrow.
一种是世俗的忧愁。
And the other one is the godly sorrow.
另一种是按着神的意思忧愁。
I think all of us has a lot of worldly regrets in our lives.
我想在我们的生活当中，世俗的那个后悔是不胜枚举的。
You know, the enemy really loves to see us being consumed by this worldly regret.
当我们被世俗的后悔所消耗的时候，仇敌是乐见其成的。
It is the accuser before God.
因为仇敌在神面前是个控告者。
It accuses the children of God about our shortcomings day and night.
他一直昼夜地控告神子民的弱点。
And how many poor Christians are crushed by this worldly regret?
有多少神的子民被这个世俗的忧愁所击垮呢？
Simply because they have believed in what the enemy is accusing them about.
只是因为他们对仇敌的控告信以为真。
And that leads to death.
而这只会产生一个结果，就是死亡。
Death in the spirit.
灵里的死亡。
Darkness.
黑暗。
Hopelessness.
绝望。
And depression.
甚至一蹶不振。
You know, how much we need to see the light of God shine through that darkness.
我们是多么的需要看见神的光冲破黑暗照射进来。
And how much we really need to understand the value of the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们也是多么需要看见主耶稣基督宝血的那个价值。
And more importantly, we need to see the heavenly position that Christ has already obtained for us.
更重要的是我们要看见主耶稣基督已经为着我们取得了那个属天的地位。
That is above every dominion, including Satan.
这个属天的地位是超越一切执政掌权的，这其中也包括了撒旦。
On the other hand,
另一方面，
Godly sorrow produces repentance without regret that leads to salvation.
依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的悔改来，以致得救。
And I just want to share my recent experience about this matter.
我想要分享一下我最近的一个经历。
You know, after I was invited to have some fellowship today in March,
在我被邀请今天要来分享的时候，
The Lord really challenged me to examine my love towards Him.
主向我发出一个挑战，让我查验我心中向着他的爱。
And at that time, I realized there are still so much holdbacks in my life.
在那个时候，我才开始察觉我对神的爱是有诸多保留的。
You know, I felt terrible about myself.
我真的是觉得糟糕透顶。
I thought I love God.
我想我是爱神的。
But there's so much love for the world that is still in me.
但是同时向着世界的爱也占据了我的心。
For a long time,
很长一段时间，
I couldn't do anything else but to confess and repent before the Lord.
很长一段时间，我只有向神承认我的这个保留，并且在神面前悔改，除此以外，我什么都不能做。
But at the same time,
同时
the burden regarding this matter of repentance was so clear.
同时，神给我的这一个关于悔改的负担又是非常清晰的。
So one morning,
某一天早上
as I was praying to the Lord,
当我向神祷告的时候
I said to him,
我跟他说
I'm not going to share upon the matter of repentance.
我将不会来分享悔改的这个负担
Unless you bring me through the experience of repentance for real.
除非你真实的带我进入到悔改的这个经历当中
Because you know,
因为你知道
repentance has two sides.
悔改是有两面的
The one side is sorrow.
一面是忧愁
But the other side,
另一面
is forgiveness.
是赦免
Deliverance.
释放
And freedom in Christ.
在基督里的赦免、释放和自由。
But for the long time,
但是很长一段时间
it seems like I was stuck in the phase one of the repentance.
但长一段时间我似乎是陷入了第一面，就是忧愁里。
The Holy Spirit encouraged me to ignore my feelings.
圣灵鼓励我让我放下自己的感觉。
And simply to trust what God said.
只是简单的相信神对我所说的。
So on that morning,
所以在那天早晨
I opened up His Word.
我打开了圣经
and just force myself to read it.
强迫我自己来阅读圣经
And you know, at that point,
你知道吗？在那个时候
I was really just dragging my feet to do that.
我实在是有心无力
Because I had no expectation that I would receive anything from the Lord.
因为我并不指望会从神那里得到任何的感动
But after I read a few verses in the Bible,
但是当我读完几节之后
all of a sudden,
刹那间
the joy of the Lord overwhelms my heart.
神的喜乐实在是溢满了我的心。
And I was filled with His love at that very moment.
我能感觉到我被他的爱所充满。
All the darkness just got blown away in His light.
我心中所有的黑暗都被他的光所冲散。
And I was strengthened again by His word.
我重新又因为他的话而得力。
So repentance brings us back to the love of God.
悔改能将我们回转向神的爱。
And the love of God brings us deeper into repentance.
神的爱就带领我们进入那更深的悔改里。
Godly sorrow produces repentance without regret that leads to salvation.
依着神的意思忧愁就生出没有后悔的悔改来以致得救。
And that is really true.
这是真的。
So finally, I just want to share a word of encouragement with brothers and sisters.
最后我想和弟兄姊妹们有一些交通。
God uses challenging times to help us examine the foundation of our faith.
神会用一些困难但是却是扣人心弦的时刻让我们查验我们里面信心的根基是建立在哪里。
If we have been putting our hope in this world,
如果长久以来我们都是将我们的盼望放在这个世界中。
If we love the world,
如果我们爱这个世界
our foundation will not stand.
那我们的根基必是站立不稳。
Yes, it would be very shameful to admit our failures before God.
是的在神面前承认我们的失败实在是羞愧的。
And we will be surely very disappointed with ourselves.
我们也一定会对自己非常的失望。
But let us wait upon the Lord.
但让我们等候在神前。
To open up our eyes.
等候神来打开我们的眼睛。
To see that this is really God's mercy.
让我们真的看见这实在是神伟大的怜悯。
You see, this is far better for us to be exposed of our failures today before He returns.
你看见了吗在他回来之前现如今我们的弱点被暴露出来实在是再好不过了。
And it is far better to be judged by him today instead of on the day of his return.
今天被他来审判远胜过在他来的那一天被审判。
Because there's still yet another opportunity for us to repent today.
因为现如今还存留悔改的机会给我们。
The Lord is coming back.
主快要来。
Time is running out.
时间所剩无几了。
So let us repent now.
让我们现在就来悔改。
And let us seize the final opportunities to get ready for his return.
让我们真的是抓住这最后的一点机会来预备他的再来。
This will conclude my sharing.
这就是我的分享，谢谢。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
We thank the Lord that we can still gather together this morning.
我们实在感谢主，今天早上我们还能聚在他面前。
I think I saw we have about 170 people on the live stream right now.
我们看见晚上大概有170位的弟兄姊妹们在聚会。
So it really is a blessing that we can still meet together as one body.
这实在是何等的祝福，我们可以在 主面前聚在一起成为一个身体。
Now, obviously, the past few weeks have been very challenging for everyone.
我们都知道过去的几周对大家来讲都是一个很挑战的。
I don't know how you feel, brothers and sisters, but at this point, I just really want everything to return back to normal.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道你的感觉怎么样，但对我来讲的话呢，我实在是盼望说所有的事情能恢复到从前正常的情况。
And I want to be able to read the news without hearing about the number of deaths or the number of people who tested positive for the virus.
我想像从前一样，能观看新闻的时候，不需要听到说有多少人又测试出来的新冠病毒阳性。
I would love to be able to, you know, go to the grocery store without having to worry about contracting the virus.
我实在是很想念以前的日子，我们去买菜，去超市里面买菜，不用担心说我们会染上新冠病毒。
Or even be able to eat at a restaurant.
像我以前一样，能够在餐馆里面吃饭。
Or, you know, hang out with friends, face to face, and not over video chat.
像以前一样，可以跟朋友们面对面聚在一起，不是像现在这样，只是在视频上面跟朋友们在一块说话。
So a lot of the time, my attitude is just, I can't wait for this to be over and to just return back to normal.
很多时候我的态度只是说我实在等不及说这个事情要结束然后回到从前正常的生活里面去。
One thing the Lord has been reminding me is that we don't miss out on what he's saying to us right now.
有件事情主提醒我们说我们不要好像是错过主赐给我们这个机会。
We don't just look forward to everything going back to normal, and be focused on that so that we miss out on his words to us today.
我们不要只是光光盼望说这个疫情要结束，我们要回到正常的生活里面去，而忽略了在这个时候主要在我们身上所做的工作。
So as I was thinking about what the Lord was saying to us today, there was one thing that came to mind.
当我在主面前思想主要对我所说的话的时候，有一件事情在我里面显出来。
And that was really that everything we're going through right now, this is a wake up call from the Lord.
我觉得主在对我说，我们现在所经过的每一件事情，对我们来讲是一个。把我们叫醒的一个好像电话一样。
And I don't think I have to tell any of you about, you know, everything that's going on and just what a historic event we're living through.
我应该不用告诉大家说我们现在所经历的是一个历史性的事件。
We see that really everything that's happening, is just so extraordinary.
我们现在所看见的事情实在是非同寻常的事情。
And as Christians,we see that the Lord is using all these extraordinary events to wake us up.
作为基督徒，我相信说主借着这些不同寻常的事情把我们给唤醒。
Because I think the Lord knows us so well.
主很了解我们。
And he knows that when we're used to our routine, when we're in our comfort zone,
他知道我们说，他知道我们习惯日常生活，他知道我们说好像是喜欢在我们自己的那个舒适区里面。
Then we quickly forget him.
那在这样情况下面，我们很快就把它给忘了。
And we quickly fall asleep again.
我们很快就又回到昏睡里面去了。
I remember the Israelites who were carried away to Babylon as captives.
我们记得圣经里面有个例子，讲到说以色列人被掳之后被带到巴比伦去。
And at the beginning, I'm sure it was a huge shock for them to be carried away to another land and be forced to restart their lives.
在开始的时候，我相信说他们也是在很大的震惊里面，因为他们被带到一个陌生的地方，重新开始他们的生活。
But then you see over time, they get settled down, they live in that land for many years.
但经过一段时间，等他们在那个新的地方生活了许多年以后。
And then when the Lord called them out of Babylon to go back and rebuild the temple, there was only a small group that were willing to leave.
当主呼召他们离开巴比伦回到应许之地重建圣殿的时候，我们看见说只有一帮少数的渔民响应这个呼召起来回到应许之地。
And I think that's the same for us today.
我相信说我们今天也是在同样的光景里面。
I think if we think about our lives in even, you know, January or February of this year.
当我们来思想我们自己的生活的时候，就比如说今年年初一月份的时候。
I think that, you know, it's safe to say that most of us are probably living pretty comfortable lives.
应该说大家每一个人都活在一个非常舒适的一个生活里面。
And for myself, personally, you know, I feel like work was going well, family life was very smooth.Doing, you know, all the church activities that I need to do.
对我个人来讲，工作顺利，家庭幸福和睦，我也在教会里面有很多的服事。
But still spiritually asleep.
但是在属灵上来讲的话呢，好像是在昏睡的状态里面。
So, you know, what does it mean to be asleep?
这个昏睡是什么意思呢？
Physically, you know, I think we all understand what sleep is.
我们大家都明白说睡觉是什么意思。
And on a very basic level, it's, you know, if someone says something to you, you can't hear it.
那基本来讲说，当你睡觉的时候，如果有人跟你说话，你是听不见的。
You know, if my wife asked me to go down and get a glass of water for her, I'm asleep, I can't hear her.
如果我妻子在我睡觉的时候叫我下楼去帮她拿一杯水，但是因为我在睡觉，我是听不见她的。
You know, even if I could hear her, I can't move, I can't physically go out and do it. I'm asleep.
即使是我在睡梦中听见我妻子跟我说的话，我也不能动，因为我在睡觉，我也起不来。
Yeah, so I think that's a picture for our spiritual condition. You know, we can't hear the Lord and we can't obey His words to us.
这就是我们在属灵上昏睡的情况，就是我们听不见主的话，我们不能够来顺服主的命令。
And we know that the Lord is always trying to wake us up out of this slumber.
我们知道说，在这个昏睡的状态里面，当我们在昏睡状态里面呢，主一直做工要把我们唤醒。
And the question is really, you know, how sensitive are we to the Lord's voice?
这个问题就是我们到底对主的声音有多敏感。
How sensitive are we to him when he's trying to wake us up, when he's trying to draw us back to himself?
当主要唤醒我们，要把我们重新带回到他身边的时候，我们是不是足够敏感？
I remember when my son was first born and we brought him home from the hospital.
我记得当我儿子出生的时候，我们把他从医院带到家里面来。
We put him in a crib inside our bedroom.
我们把他放在就是我们卧室里面的一个摇篮婴儿床里面。
And for the first few weeks, you know, he woke up multiple times every single night.
在开始的几周里面，他每天晚上都要起来好几回。
And even though my wife and I were exhausted, we were very tired.
虽然我妻子和我都非常劳累，都非常困。
The moment he started crying, you know, we would jump out of bed and we would get him and we would take care of him.
但是当我的儿子一哭，我们马上就醒过来，马上就去照顾他。
And I'm sure this is, you know, something that all parents have experienced.
我相信说这个是每一个家长都经历过的。
Now my son is over a year old.
现在我的儿子已经一岁多了。
He sleeps in his own room.
他睡在他自己的卧房里面。
Most of the nights he sleeps really well.
大多数情况下他晚上睡得很好。
But sometimes he's crying in the middle of the night. He cries in the middle of the night.
那有些时候他半夜会哭。
But now when he cries, my wife and I barely hear it.
但现在当他哭的时候，我和妻子和我都听不见了。
You know, it takes.He has to cry for a really long time before we actually wake up.
他需要哭很长一段时间，我们才能够醒过来。
And then if he keeps crying, then we know something is wrong, and then we'll go get him.
那如果他还一直继续哭的话呢，我们就会起来去帮助他。
And I feel like, you know, this could be a picture for our spiritual life as well.
我觉得这好像也是我们属灵的光景的一幅图画。
That you know, there may be times where we feel like we're so sensitive to the voice of the Lord.
也许在我们属灵经历里面有一段时间我们对主的声音很敏感。
That when he calls us to wake up, then we see that, you know, we've strayed away and we can come back to him quickly.
在这种光景里面当主来呼召我们叫我们醒过来的时候我们会很快有反应我们就起来了。
But sometimes we do really become hard of hearing.
但是有一些时候我们好像就变得不那么听得见了。
And he does need to do something drastic to wake us up.
他需要在我们的生命中、生活中做一些大事情，我们才能够醒过来。
You know, maybe it's not just like a nudge, to wake us up.
好像不能够只靠稍微轻推我们一下，我们就起来。
But it's more of, you know, taking off the blanket and carrying you out of bed and forcing you to wake up.
好像需要把我们的被子掀开，好像把我们需要把我们从床上给拖下来，我们才能醒过来。
And if you look at everything that's going on now, that is what the Lord is doing.
如果你现在看见周遭所发生的事情的话呢，你就能明白说，这实际上就是主正在做的事情。
Yeah, and I really do hope that, you know, brothers and sisters, we can all recognize this work that the Lord is doing. He's trying to wake us up.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在盼望说，我们能够认识到这是主要做的工作，他要我们醒过来。
And what is our response to that?
那我们现在对主的这个工作，我们的反应是怎么样的？
Do we keep trying to go back to sleep?
我们是不是说还是努力要睡回去呢？
Do we just try to wait for this all to end and we can go back to normal?
还是我们只是在等说这个疫情结束之后我们回到正常的生活里面去呢？
Or do we hear the voice of the Lord?
还是说我们听见主的声音？
And like our brother just shared, you know, do we repent of our disobedience to him?
就像我们刚刚俊卓弟兄所交通到的是说我们有没有悔改？
And do we really seek the Lord again?
我们是不是在重新来寻求主？
I think the really impressive thing is you know, even in the midst of these rapidly changing circumstances, we can adapt to it pretty quickly.
有一件事情好像很令人惊奇，就是即使在这样一个剧烈变化的时候，我们还是很快会适应环境。
I started working from home 4 weeks ago at the beginning of March.
在三月初开始的时候，就是4个礼拜之前，我开始在家里上班。
And at the beginning, I couldn't imagine doing this every single day.
刚开始的时候，我很难想象说我可以在每一天在家里上班。
But now, you know, after 4 weeks, now I have a daily routine. Now everything is starting to feel more natural.
那现在的话，好像是我每一天又习惯了这个日常生活，好像又觉得很正常了，在家里上班这件事情。
I'm getting used to, you know, video calls for all my work meetings.
现在我已经习惯跟同事们是用视频来通话。
Watching the YouTube live stream on Sunday morning.
在主日的时候，在这个 YouTube 上面用这个视频的方式来聚会。
And you know, having our weekly Bible studies through Zoom.
我们的查经聚会也是通过这个视频方式来进行。
So again, you know, it's so easy for us to, even when things change rapidly, it's so easy for us to fall back into our comfort zone.
就说好像即使在这个事情剧烈变化的环境里面的话呢，我们还是很容易会回到我们自己的舒适区里面去。
You know, and to fall asleep again, even though the Lord is doing this work to wake us up.
即使主在做这样剧烈的工作要把我们唤醒过来，可是我们还是很容易又睡回去。
So, you know, as we think about time, our President Trump, he said he wanted to reopen businesses by Easter.
当我们在思想这个时间表的时候，我们的总统川普总统说，他希望这个商店能够正常营业，是在复活节的时候能够正常营业。
And that's in 2 weeks.
这就是两周之后了。
So, you know, I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but let's assume theoretically everything could return back to normal in 2 weeks.
我不知道说这个实在在现实上可能不可能，但是假设说这是可能的，我们两周之后我们重新开始过正常生活了。
So, you know, how do you want to spend those 2 weeks?
那么弟兄姊妹们，你们是想怎么样来花现在这两周时间呢？
That's a question that I'm asking myself as well.
这也是我自己问自己的一个问题。
It would really be such a waste if we spent those 2 weeks and we were still fast asleep.
如果我们这个两周里面还是在昏睡的话，那实在是何等大的一个浪费。
And then we go back to school and we go back to work. Nothing has changed.
当我们再回到学校，再回到工作岗位的时候，好像没有任何事情发生改变。
And really, the only thing we remember about this time is how scared we were or how bored we were.
如果我们只是记住在这疫情期间，我们是何等的害怕，我们何等的无聊。
You know, or the movies that we watched, or TV shows, or the video games we played.
如果只是记得住我们看过的电影，我们在这个阶段时间里面我们玩的游戏。
It would be just such a waste.
那就成为一个很大的浪费了。
Yeah, because the Lord has a higher calling for us in this time that we're living in right now.
因为主对我们每一个人在这个时候都有一个更高的呼召。
And I think, you know, for each one of us, the Lord wants us to really examine what he's saying to us.
我相信说对我们每一个人，主要我们自己来反省我们自己。
And for us to wake up, I think it means different things for different people.
对我们来讲说，把我们唤醒，对每一个人不同的人可能有不同的意义。
But it does mean that we see the reality of the situation that we're living in.
但是呢，我们至少是要认识到我们现在活着这个时候的真实的意义。
It means that we hear His words and we obey His word.
我们需要听见主的声音，我们需要来顺服主的命令。
It means that we repent and we come before Him and ask for forgiveness.
我们需要悔改，来到他的面前，求他来赦免我们。
And it means we see the reality of how near his return is.
我们需要看见他再来，这个是何等的紧迫的一件事情。
Yeah, I think when you see, you know, just how extreme everything is, and all the events that are going on in the world, how can you not but think that, you know, this is a sign of the return of the Lord?
当你看见说现在这个世界上面这个事情变化的好像是多么糟糕的时候，你不能不想到说，这就是主再来的一个记号。
And it would really just be such a great testimony for the church if over this time, this was the time that the Lord could use to revive us.
如果主借着这段时间来唤醒教会，教会能够带来一个复兴，那么是一个何等大的一个见证。
So this is really just the mercy of the Lord to give us this time together.
这实在是主的怜悯，他赐给我们这样的一个机会，这样的一个时候，让我们来悔改。
I wanted to end with one verse.
我要用一段经文来结束今天的分享。
That's from Matthew 26, verse 41.
是从马太福音26章41节。
These are the words that Jesus was saying to his disciples when he found them asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这是主耶稣在客西马尼园里面看见他的门徒在睡觉的时候对门徒说的话。
These are the words that he's speaking to us today.
这也是他今天向着我们所说的话。
Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
马太福音26章41节，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
So may we keep watching.
愿我们都能够警醒祷告。
May we be on the alert.
愿我们都能够警醒。
May we keep watching for his return.
让我们一直在等候他的回来。
And may we continue to keep each other in prayer.
让我们来彼此来代祷。
This will be the end of my prayer.
这是我的分享。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
We praise the Lord that He has given us this privilege to be able to have this time of fellowship despite some of our limitations.
我们赞美主，他赐给我们这样的特权，我们能够有这样来聚集，虽然我们周遭有各样环境的限制。
And it's truly a testament of His grace and mercy and love toward us.
这实在是他的恩典，他的爱，他的怜悯。
And this morning, I also have a very similar burden to share.
今天早晨我有类似的负担和弟兄们来分享。
And we truly praise the Lord for giving us this unity in the Spirit.
我们实在赞美主，他在灵里面赐给我们这样的合一。
That the Lord knows how to release the appropriate burden for this time.
主自己知道怎么样把他的负担来释放在我们中间。
As our brother Nathan reminded us that the Lord is trying to get our attention from the state of sleep.
就像我们雷神弟兄所交通的、所分享的，就是主要借着这个时候来唤醒我们。
And as Brother Shervin reminded us that the Lord is calling us to repentance.
就像俊硕弟兄所分享的，就主呼召我们，要我们来悔改。
I also have a similar feeling.
我有同样的感觉。
I believe, as also some of our other brothers have shared, that the current situation that we are going through is something that is from the Lord.
我相信这也是别的弟兄姊妹们同样的感觉，就是我们现在所经历的是从主来的。
It's not necessarily the work of the enemy.
这不见得是仇敌的工作。
The Lord is trying to tell us something.
主要借着这个疫情来告诉我们一些事情。
And this morning I want us to open up to a very familiar passage from 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
今天早上我们要读的经文是从历代志下第七章这里出来的。
And I will read it in English and then I will have our brother read in Chinese.
我先读英文，我的弟兄会翻译成中文。
And this is from 2 Chronicles chapter 7.Verses 13 through 16. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. That's the version. Okay? Verse 13. At times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls. Or I might command locusts to devour your crops. Or I might send plagues among you. Then, if my people who are calledby my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. I will listen to every prayer made in this place, for I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be my home forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there.
历代志下七章十三节，我若使天地色不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民或是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地，我必睁眼看，侧耳听在此处所献的祷告。我现在我已选择这殿，分别为圣，使我的名永在其中，我的眼我的心也必藏在那里。
Many of us are quite familiar with this passage, especially verse 14.
弟兄姊妹们都很熟悉这节经文，特别是第四节。
And I have heard it many times as well.
我也听过很多遍。
But the Lord, very recently, has been impressing this verse upon my heart quite a bit.
最近主一直把这节经文放在我的心里面。
And, it was a few weeks ago, I think Carol and I, either we were talking or during our family prayer, I believe she had mentioned this verse.
在过去的几周里面，我的妻子和我在谈话的时候，或者在祷告的时候，一直提到这节经文。
And the Lord really convicted me.
主实在是借着这节经文对我的心说话。
And then during our Tuesday night prayer meetings as well, I've been hearing a similar, feeling from some of the prayers of our brothers and sisters.
在刚刚过的这个礼拜二的祷告聚会里面，我也听见有一些弟兄姊妹们也用这些经文来祷告，也有同样的感觉。
And the Lord started putting a heavier burden upon my heart regarding this passage.
主就把更重的负担放在我的心里面。
And it's important to see the context of this.
我们需要来看这些经文当时发生的这个背景。
King Solomon had finished building the temple.
所罗门王当时刚刚完成建造这个圣殿。
And he had finished dedicating it.
他已经完成了这个建殿的礼节。
It was a very glorious time.
是一个非常荣耀的时刻。
And then some time passed, he had built his palaces as well.
然后之后的一段时间，他建了他自己的宫殿。
And then one night, the Lord spoke to Solomon and letting him know that he had heard his prayer.
有一天晚上，主在异梦中向所罗门显现，告诉他他听见所罗门的祷告。
But then the Lord says in verse 13,He says, at times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or I might command locusts to devour your crops, or I might send plagues among you.
主在这十三节这里说，我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中。
So you see, there was this glorious time, and then there was a period of probably lack.
我们看见说，这个荣耀的时刻里面，我们主也提到说，可能在某一段时间里面会有一些缺乏。
And the Lord himself says, I might send these things among you.
主自己说他要把这些事情做在他的百姓中间。
But there is a very specific reason why the Lord is doing
it. 但是主做这些事情是有个特别的原因的。
And that is in verse 14.
这就是十四节所讲到的。
And in that, the Lord says, then, if, and then it continues on.
主在这里说如果。
So God expects us to do something.
主神希望我们做一件事情。
There is an action on our part.
在我们这面，我们有一些行动。
We praise the Lord that even in these very difficult times, the Lord has this desire to work through His people.
我们感谢赞美主，在这困难的时刻，主仍然希望他的百姓和他的百姓来和他来同工。
And we will spend a little bit more time on verse 14 in a couple of minutes.
我们下面会花一点分钟时间来讲这个十四节。
But we know that if we allow the Lord to work through us.
我们知道说如果我们允许主通过我们来做工。
In verse 15, he says, I will listen to every prayer made in this place.
15节这里说他要侧听在此处所献的祷告。
This is a confirmation for us as believers.
这对我们来讲说是一个确认。
In this place refers to the house of the Lord.
在此处这里比较说是神的家。
And in verse 16, he says, For I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be my home forever.
十六节这里说，现在我已选择这殿，分别为圣。
My eyes and my heart will always be there.
我的眼，我的心也必藏在那里。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you realize this, but this is who our Lord is.
弟兄姊妹们，不知道你们意识到，我们的主是何等的一位神。
Our God desires to dwell with us.
我们的神居然愿意。
And we know the greatest work of our God in this day and age is to build up His house.
我们知道在这个时代，神所做最伟大的工作就是来建造他的家。
And His house today consists not of a physical building, but of you and me, those of us who are born again, who have been purchased by His blood.
他的家在这个时代不是指那个外面的这个物理的居所，乃是指你和我，他的百姓。
This is the greatest work of God in our time today.
在我们现在这个时代，这是神最伟大的工作。
And the Lord desires this.
神盼望这个事情成就。
Yes, there is something that has happened to us as believers.
但是有一些事情 发生在我们这些信主的人身上。
And the Lord is reminding us, trying to get our attention once again.
主提醒我们，希望得到我们的注意力。
And we can see even in Solomon's life, it started very well.
我们看见说，即使在这个所罗门王的这个经历中开始的时候，他是光景非常好的。
It's a very glorious event.
是一个非常荣耀的一个光景。
Fire coming down from heaven and consuming the sacrifice.
那个火从天上降下来，把那些祭物给烧掉了。
The glory of the Lord filling the temple.
那个神的主神的荣耀充满了圣殿。
And we see a time of prosperity as well.
我们也看见说，之后有一段非常繁荣的时候光景。
But yet at the same time, we see a very gradual entrance of the world into the kingdom.
但是我们看见说，慢慢慢慢的，世界的这个势力就进到这个国度里面去。
Of the foreigners, so it started with Solomon marrying Pharaoh's daughter.
就是好像是一些外国的势力，世俗的势力进到这个所罗门国度里面去了。这个开始是从这个所罗门王娶了这埃及的公主开始。
For political reasons.
有些政治上的原因。
And slowly more and more foreign wives entered in.
慢慢慢慢的更多更多外国的势力进到这个以色列的国度。
And drew his heart away.
把这个所罗门的心给带跑了。
So brothers and sisters, this is a warning and a reminder to every one of us, starting with myself.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们每个人来讲，包括我自己，都是一个警告。
That a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
只要有一点点笑，就能把这个全团的面给发起来。
If I am allowing the enemy to gain a foothold, even with the smallest sin, that foothold can turn into something else.
如果我们允许仇敌在我们的生活中间、生命中间有一点点的地步，这一点点的地步就会变成一个很大的一个影响。
So I want us to go back to verse 14.
我现在回到这个十四节，我们来一起来看。
So this verse is really broken down into three sections, and it is primarily for us, for you and me.
这十四节的话呢，可以分成三个部分。对大家来讲说都有用处。
The first part says, then if my people who are called by my name.
这第一部分讲到说这称为我名下的子民。
Here the Lord is reminding us that this is for his people.
主在这里提醒我们说这十节的经文是给他的百姓。
Called by his name.
是称为他名下的子民的。
We are those people.
我们就是那帮子民。
This is not just for the Israelites.
这不光只是为了以色列人。
This is for every one of us who have been saved by him.
这是为了每一个人已经重生得救属于他的人。
So again, the Lord says, "My people who are called by my name."
主在这里说，这称为我名下的子民。
So this seals our position in the Lord that we belong to.
这就把我们的这个地位给稳固了，我们是属于他的。
The next is a call to action.
第二个部分是主呼召我们。要起来有行动。
The Lord is reminding us to do four things.
主提醒我们要做四件事情。
The first one is, He's reminding us to humble ourselves.
第一件事情我要自卑。
And the first step of humility is for us to admit our wrongdoing, to confess before the Lord Himself.
这自卑的第一步就是来到主面前要承认我们错了。
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, it's a very familiar passage.
在约翰一书一章九节里面大家都很熟悉这些经文。
But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So the Lord desires for us to confess our sins.
主实在是要我们来认罪。
And to lay ourselves upon the altar.
把我们自己放在祭坛上面。
Next, he's reminding us to pray.
第二点的话，他要我们祷告。
And this is to pray for forgiveness.
我们来祷告求主的赦免。
To pray for his kingdom to come, for his will to be done.
我们来祷告他的国度降临，祷告他的旨意成就。
Just as Jesus himself taught us.
就像主耶稣教导我们祷告一样。
Next, he reminds us the importance of seeking.
下面一步就是要说我们要寻求他的面。
And this is a continual seeking.
要一直不断地寻求主的面。
And what is the seeking?
这个寻求是什么意思呢？
The seeking is seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
寻求就是要先求他的国他的义。
When we do that, everything else will be added into it. The Lord says this.
当我们这么做的时候其他的一切都要加给我们这是主自己说的。
So as we seek before the Lord, may we truly, as the psalmist said in Psalms 139, ask the Lord to search us and to know our heart, to try us and to know our thoughts.
当我们寻求主的时候就像诗篇139篇这里所说的神啊求你鉴察我知道我的心思试炼我知道我的意念。
And in other words, we allow the light of the Lord,to examine us and the standard of the Lord to be that standard that we measure ourselves against.
换句话说，我们允许圣灵的光来光照我们，我们允许主的标准成为我们的标准。
And then we can allow His blood to deal with us and to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness.
我们就能够允许主的血来洁净我们，来赦免我一切的不义。
And finally, the fourth aspect of our action is to repent.
然后第四点的话就是悔改。
It says to turn from our sins, from our wicked ways.
这里说是转移他们的恶行。
And as Brother Sherwin already shared, I won't elaborate too much, but this is a 180-degree change in direction.
就像我们最初弟兄所分享的一样，我就不太展开了。这里讲到的悔改，就是说要180度的转弯。
And this is not just a feeling, but it's a change behavior.
不光只是一个感觉，是我们行为上面的改变。
And this is not a one-time situation, but it's a lifelong process.
这不只是一次的悔改，但是这个一生的过程里面一直不断的悔改。
Where we repent, where we experience His love, and that draws us even closer to Him.
我们需要悔改。借着悔改来经历主的爱，借着主的爱，我们来更深的经历悔改。
So repentance becomes a very active part of our daily pursuit.
悔改成为我们每天的这个追求里面是一个很重要、很活跃的一个部分。
You know, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, as He began His ministry, as He came down from the 40 days of being in the wilderness.
我们记得当我们的主在旷野里面经过40天的禁食，然后开始他的服事的时候。
One of the first words that he said was recorded in Matthew chapter 4 verse 17 and says, From then on, Jesus began to preach, turn from your sins and turn to God because the kingdom of heaven is near.
主所说的第一句话，这记载在马太福音四章十七节这里面说，从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And then in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, God is reminding us once again the similar thing.
在约珥书二章这里面，神也借着我们的先知约珥提醒我们同样的事情。
In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, he says, This is what the Lord says, Turn to me now, while there is time. Give me your heart. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. And verse 13, Don't tear your clothing in your grief. Instead, tear your heart.Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, as He relents over disaster.
约珥书二章十二到十三节这里说，耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔。
So the Lord is not just looking for an outward action, but really for our hearts to turn toward back to Him.
我们的主不光是来要我们要外面的行动，并且让我们的心的转向来归向他。
And then the last part of that verse, we see the results of our action.
我们在这个经文的最后一部分看见这个行动所带来的结果。
God says, "I will hear from heaven."
我们的神说，他要从天上垂听。
I will forgive their sin.
他要赦免我们的罪
and I will heal their land.
他来医治我们的地
So brothers and sisters know that this passage is first and foremost for His people, for you and I.
弟兄姊妹们，这些经文第一点也是最重要的一点，就是为着他的百姓
When we return to the Lord,
当我们回转归向神的时候
then the Lord is able to release His power through us.
我们的主就可以把他的能力借着我们来释放出来
and then the world will see.
那么世界就能看见了
not the other way around.
不是另外一个好像方向。
I really feel sometimes there was a tendency in me too to look at these things and say, yes, God is bringing judgment upon the world.
很多时候好像我们有这样的一个趋势，我们看见这些事情的时候，我们说，哦，神审判全地。
But then to quickly forget that judgment first begins with His people, with the house of God.
但我们忘记的好像是神的审判是从他的家，从他的百姓开始的。
It begins with you and I.
是从你和我开始的。
That's why, as our brothers also reminded us in that sharing, it's better for us to be judged now and for us to come to repentance now while we have time.
就像我们信徒弟兄所交通的一样，我们最好现在就来悔改，我们不要等到说主来的时候，在最后大审判的时候，那时候再悔改。
That is the beauty of the Lord's table, week after week.
这个主赐给我们不免聚会的这个意义。
We come to examine ourselves. We come to remember what He has done.
每一周我们来到主的面前，我们来检查，来反省我们自己，我们来纪念主我们所做的。
Even though we cannot corporately gather together right now because of our limitations, it's truly a precious time for us to come before the Lord.
因着环境的限制，我们虽然好像每周不能够在面对面聚在一起，但实际上这个主还是给我们这样的机会，我们能够来波比纪念他。
So brothers and sisters, remember we are different from the rest of the world.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要记住说，我们跟罪是不一样的。
While the world fears, we need not fear.
当世界都很害怕的时候，我们不需要害怕。
As Brother Juan reminded us last week, Christ is with us in that boat.
就像林华弟兄上个主日提醒我们的，就是即使在大风浪中那条船上面的时候，主仍然与我们同在。
It will never sink.
这个船是不会沉的。
Brother Sun reminded us that when we abide under the shadow of His mighty wing.
我们的宣教士提醒我们说，当我们住在至高者的隐秘处的时候，
we can experience that abiding when we dwell in His presence.
我们就可以来住在主的同在中间。
So may the Lord once again remind us through these times to allow us to truly be conscious of His presence.
愿主借着这样的一个时候，这样的环境来提醒我们，让我们时时刻刻来与主同在。
And that through these events, our inner man may be strengthened more and more day by day.
借着这样的时刻，让我们里面的人能够每一天更多的被刚强起来。
And that we may remember this passage by our Lord Jesus Christ that says, "Turn from your sins and turn to God, because the kingdom of heaven is near."
让我们能够记住主耶稣所说的话，就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
天国近了。
Shall we?
我们一块祷告。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you and praise you that you are a gracious and a merciful and a loving God.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是那位有恩典、有怜悯、满有慈爱的神。
Lord, in these times of great difficulty, Lord, we thank you that even in this, we see how much you love us.
主，即使在这样一个困难的环境里面，我们能看见说你是何等的爱我们。
And how much you want us to return to you.
你是何等的盼望我们来回转来归向你。
Lord, you have said, "Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you."
主，你的话说，我们来亲近你，你来亲近我们。
Lord, may we once again.Allow your Holy Spirit to truly, allow us to see how much we need you.
主再一次借着圣灵，让我们看见说我们是何等的需要你。
That we might turn to you with all our heart.
让我们真是带着我们的心来转向你。
In prayer and in fast.
在我们的祷告，在我们的禁食里面。
And Lord, that we might experience a great revival once again.
让我们再一次的经历一个大的复兴。
Oh Lord, may your kingdom come.
主愿你的国度降临。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
In your church.
在你的教会中间
On this earth,
在这个地上
as it is in heaven,
就像在天上一样
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord, continue to be with us.
主继续与我们同在
Continue to protect us.
继续保护我们
Continue to allow us to run and pursue after you more and more.
继续帮助我们能够一直不断地跑来追求你
We praise you and worship.
我们感谢敬拜你
We give you all the glory and honor.
我们把所有的荣耀敬拜赞美都归给你
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名
Amen.
Amen.
I think before we conclude, I would like to share a few announcements.
在我们结束之前，我要有几个报告事项。
If you can please pray for our brother Ben Sun and brother Qian Wang, who will be sharing next Sunday, April 5th.
我们为宣教的弟兄和王继言弟兄祷告，那个四月下个主日他们要来分享。
And then next Tuesday, March 31st, we will have.SEA Day of Fasting and Prayer.
下个礼拜二，我们会有全教会的禁食祷告的机会。
The meaning and practice of fasting and prayer will be sent to brothers and sisters via email.
关于禁食祷告的意义和实行，这个资料会发给弟兄姊妹们。
And then we will start beginning online children's meetings as well.
从 yeah, 我们会开始孩子们线上的这个主日学的这个课堂。
And those meetings will start in April.
这个会从四月份开始。
It will be on Friday from 7 to 7:30 p.m.
是从礼拜五的晚上七点到七点半。
And then Sunday from 12 to 12:40 p.m.
主日是从12点到12点40分。
And we ask that you please refer to the SEA website for more details.
请弟兄姊妹们来到这个网站上面能看具体的这个细节。
And then WCC, the West Coast Christian Conference 2020, the one for this year, the registration will be postponed.
今年的西亚特会的报名要被推迟。
And if you can please remember the decision making in your prayer.
请大家为这个决定来祷告。
A decision needs to be made by sometime in May.
因为五月份最后要做一个决定。
And I believe most of you should have received an email from the WCCC, so please refer to that for details.
大家应该收到从西岸特会所发来的这个关于聚会的这个通知，请大家 在上面 email 里面看见一些具体的这个信息。
Please also pay attention to some of the prayer requests and things that have been emailed to you earlier this week.
也请大家就是根据所收到的电子邮件上面所提到代祷事项来祷告。
And then Brother Juan and Sister Joyce, they want to sincerely thank all the brothers and sisters for their love, care, and prayers for them.
明华弟兄和亮一姊妹要来感谢弟兄姊妹们因着你们的爱、你们的关心、你们的祷告。
The prayer of the brothers and sisters really sustained them and lifted them up in the past few weeks.
在过去的几周里面，弟兄姊妹们的祷告实在是扶持、坚固了他们。
As brother is going through this difficult time, please note that phone calls are kind of difficult for them to handle at this time.
在弟兄在经过将来这个治疗里面的话，那个打电话给他们，他们要回电话是很困难的一件事情。
And the text message may be the best way to fellowship with Sister Joyce.
就是可以建议大家，如果有必要的话呢，可以通过发短信的方式跟他们有交通。
She may not be able to reply to all the texts in time, so please be gracious in this regard and forgive her.
他们也许没有足够的时间能够来回复每一条的短信，请弟兄们在周里面包含。
Please continue to pray for our brother's treatment and recovery and healing from the Lord.
也继续为我们另外弟兄前面的治疗和恢复来祷告。
And then I was also notified this morning that a sister, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Sister Zhang Huang Shu Li.
有一位姊妹叫张环淑黎。
She was confirmed with COVID-19. She's 80 years old.
她确诊得了这个新冠这个病毒，她是80岁了现在。
And she's in a nursing home in Shoreline here.
她在这个 Shoreline 这里的老人院里面。
And 5 elderly people in the same nursing home have also been diagnosed with it.
在同一个老人院里面有5个老人都得了这个新冠病毒。
So please pray for our sisters and these other people's recovery as well.
请为这五位老人祷告。
And please continue to keep the current situation and the words that we have heard from the Lord in our prayer.
也请大家纪念当前的这个疫情。对。
May the Lord bless each one of you and may his protection and comfort and peace rest upon you.
愿主祝福每一位弟兄姊妹们，愿主的平安、喜乐与大家同在。